to the Queen of Hearts is the Ace of Sorrow. He's here today, he's gone tomorrow.
We thought she was just another puppy from this group, but she was not. Later, doctors said, oh, she's at least 3 years old. She fought all for herself, because her parents had also been poisoned to death before. So she survived all by herself, her little self. Every time people wanted to go near, she ran up to the mountain. I had to leave. And then I worry that she might get sick. You know, I just feel sorry for her somehow. So I said to all the golf personnel, I said, whoever catches her, I give you 30,000 baht. Yeah, for Thailand is quite good. But once we got her, I say, call the doctor. And really, she was a mess. She had high temperature. She had diarrhea. Oh. And immediately, he treated her a little bit. And then when we brought her home, I gave her to the doctors. And she stayed in the clinic for a while. Oh, she had diarrhea all the time. And I thought she would not make it. And then it's funny, I don't know how they caught her, I don't know. I said, don't harm her, don't do anything, don't use any tranquilizer or anything. If I find out, then you won't get your reward. Because I don't know if she can bear all this, the stress and everything. No tranquilizer, nothing. Don't put her to sleep, nothing. Just leave her there until we come. But I don't know how they managed to get her and put the chain around her neck. Worry she ran away, yeah, maybe. But then they lock it. She's so small, but they lock with the lock, and then they didn't give her the keys, imagine. The girl brought the dog home, and I saw her chain neck with the lock and had no key. I said, where's the key? She said, oh, we don't have it. They didn't give it to us. Why didn't you ask? Oh, forgot, master, forgot. It's typical, you know. So I had called a neighbor who has all kinds of tools in the World War One even. Oh, his yard is like a... No, graveyards of all the memorial tools and machines since time immemorial, you know, the Qing Dynasty or something. Oh, he saved everything. He was a hero of the village at that time. You know, a few decades ago, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have any other things, and all his machines were working for the village when they needed this and needed that. Oh, he was a hero. His yard is full of that. And he's the one who has the pliers, the big ones that cut through the chain. So I had to call him to cut the chain because we couldn't open it. Oh, it was major to cut her chain. She just kept running away from us. So finally, I cornered her in the bathroom. We cornered her and then we got hold of the chain. Otherwise, she bites you slowly and then we held the neck. Otherwise, she would bite. And then I had to hold her and then he cut the chain. Yeah. Oh, I felt so relieved. But that was not all. She kept running away from my house, from everywhere. She hid in the basement where there's the smallest little pocket of stone in the basement. And the basement is not high. You have to crawl inside, you know, the size of the dog. But one sister of yours, she loves dogs, so she just did anything. I couldn't crawl in there. She crawled in there and she said, bite me if you want to, but trust me. Oh, and she did. The dog bit, listened to her and bit her. because she bit everybody already. So this girl, she expected that, of course, he'd be bitten also. But she loves dogs so much, she didn't care. Bite me if you have to, if you want to, but please, trust me, let me take you out, or you will die in here. And then finally she got hold of her with a few memory sticks. Memory sticks. And then so all the girls, I had to send them to hospital because we didn't know if the dog was okay or not, send them to hospital for an injection, you know? Rabies. All of them had to go to the hospital, you know, one after another. She kept biting one after another. And that was not the last time she escaped. Again and again. And ran under there, there's a small hole there. Then later I fenced in around my house, you know, if you see the, so where does the your master live, whatever that was. Yeah, many places I forgot, but they remember. They told me, master, may we include a cave in Spain? I said, huh, cave in Spain? I have a cave in Spain. Okay, if we have one, do what you want with it. I'm not there, I don't care. Yeah, I didn't remember I had that cave in Spain. A long time here, you know, and I moved from one cave to another. I didn't know which cave it was. Yeah, I did not remember I have a cave in Spain until they asked me. I said, yeah, do what you want. It's just a cave. And it was better than that because we move everything and we trim the trees. Now it's overgrown. It doesn't look as good. Yeah, but still, I love that place so much. It's so free. Free. So free. And I had the most, I can say, was the highest realization. And everything else came afterward. Yeah, but still, that was the highest one. Like, you know, this is a mountaintop. And from there, you can do other things. You can see many other things. Yes. Like you climb Everest and then you can see the surroundings. And you know which cave is there, what mountain is nearby, and slope here, trees there, yeah. But you're first on the top of the mountain. Yeah, so I never forgot. And I gave you the gift also from there, from that time. Not from there. Not from the cave, no, I mean. During that time, you know, when I was in the cave. So the two greatest things happened in that cave. But it doesn't look like anything now. Even then, it didn't look like anything. But when I was living there with the tent, it was so hot. Yeah, that I told you I kept bringing the heater in and out, in and out. Later I said, oh, forget it. I don't do it anymore. Because it's an oil type of heater. You have to light it up outside. Otherwise, the oil smells, you know, very terrible. And then if you want to turn it off, you bring it out first. And it's not light for me. So I had to get it out. Be careful, if your face kisses the top oven, then, oh, man, you can never be a movie star again. That's the thing. And the top oven is very hot, you understand? It's like this, and the fire is burning inside, yeah? It burns onto the top as well. So with that kind of oven, you can boil things on it. You can even cook a big pot on it, big enough for four people to eat. This high pot and this round, okay? Yes. So it's very, very hot. I alone carrying in and out after I was fed up. I say, if I freeze in here, so be it. I don't carry you anymore. It's dangerous also, yeah? Yeah, at that time I wish I had somebody, but I didn't like anybody to be there, so I had to do everything myself. And imagine, inside my tent, with such a small, I turned it on to very minimum, but still, it was so hot inside. The tent was like a Mongolian tent, round, half round. I opened the windows of the tent and everything, still so hot, so hot. But outside, just half a meter away, outside of the cave mouth, the bucket of water became ice. Big block of ice in the bucket that we used to wash with. Yeah? The normal bucket you can wash. The whole bucket was ice. A big block. And inside was so hot. It's so funny. The two extremes, you know? I say, why can't you be more reasonable? Was that too hot? Inside, outside is ice. Really, it was a block of ice, transparent. Yeah, I just put it there for a while only. Like I took some water next to my cave so that I could use it for cleaning my teeth, doing some cooking. I just put it there, it became ice almost immediately. And inside, I was sweating like in a sauna. Oh, wow. It's very difficult to forget that cave. And there's a poo-poo coming down. No, poo-poo, that's Chinese, isn't it? A waterfall, a little waterfall. Now Chinese, they call it poo-poo, right? Yeah, sounds like that. Yeah, I'm telling you, the language is a problem. They fight with each other because sometimes they don't understand. I told you the French story, no? An American guy comes and drinks coffee in a coffee shop. And there's an ant crawling on his coffee cup. So the Frenchman says, oh, fool me, fool me. It means ant. Fool me is the word for ant. Yeah, in French. He said, what? For you? For me. He said, no, 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 no. Fool me, fool me. For me, huh? This is for me, huh? For you, huh? And the French men, smaller guys, oh, so scared of the American, big, strong cowboy type. Now, everybody in the bar is so sorry and explain to American, no, no, he meant you no harm. He didn't mean to take your coffee. He just wanted to tell you there's an end. And look, end. This is for me, okay? Oh, then the American says, oh, I thought he said it's for him and I was drinking it and he wanted to take my coffee. I said, no, no, you misunderstood him. So the American cowboy felt so sorry. So sorry. Next day he comes, same time, same place, waiting for the French guy to come to apologize and to buy him a drink. And the French man comes. It's his regular place. The French, they come and drink coffee 24/7, you know. He comes in again and the Americans, oh, oh, come here, come here. And the French man run away. The French man, he run away because come here, they sound like come here means just like yesterday. Gonna punch you again like just, oh, so the French run like crazy, run away. Yeah, I'm telling. Hey, this is a Babo language, is trouble for many countries. Yeah, so. I've gone to many different countries, so I just thought about this joke. It's original. Oh no, that one is not original. But the French who is a real estate customer, that is original, because the French people, they don't pronounce the letter H. So it's a house, they say, out. Out, out. Remember the joke? No, you didn't have time to look. How many of you saw that real estate joke? Okay, I tell you.
No.
I tell you. Okay. Real estate, you know, in France somewhere, a French agent shows a house to her customers, two of them. One is an English gentleman who knows some French, and one is a Frenchman who knows some English. Yeah. It's a problem. Just, no, it's just some. So the real estate opens the door and invites them in, and, oh, this house is it. And the Frenchman looks at the real estate agent woman and says, oh, you're out. It's hot here. Your house is hot here. Your house is hot here. So the real estate woman says, what? Why you want me out? And what's hot about my ear? So the Frenchman said, no, no, not hot here. The air hot. The air is hot. And the Englishman wants to help, you know. Englishman knows some French and knows they speak with an accent like that. So wants to help. No, no, he doesn't mean your ears out, he means your hair is out. Very helpful, indeed. Yeah, we won't be surprised if the two are kicked out by the security man immediately. And you know, if you're in France, they say, it's my hotel, no? I live in a hotel. Yeah. They don't say hotel, no? They say hotel. And we say, hello? They say, hello? How are you? How are you? How do you do? I mean, in some Spanish areas, they also don't pronounce the H. So we have a problem in this world just by speaking normally. Okay. Everybody has to. And you know that. We go now. I have work to do, and you have work to do. Yeah? We had fun, but that's that. Okay, I heard you. You are welcome.
Should there be treasures in yonder mountains, where gold and silver's
are there for counting. But I could not count for thought of thee. My heart so full, I could not see.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.